This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com. Jackstockwell.com is oriented towards the structural correction of the spine and the elimination of the kinds of misalignments that cause nerve interference, everything from migraines to sciatica, easily reduced in a visit or two to my office. Also, ForbiddenDoctor.com that covers the nutritional aspect of our practice, because more and more people aren't buying the party line anymore that most of your food should come from the interior section of the grocery store. I've often asked them in the past, where's the, I refer to the dead zone in the supermarket. Try to shop the least amount of shopping you can do in the dead zone. And they always think I'm talking about the meat and the fish. No, I'm talking about the center of the store. If the food is in a box, a bag, or a can, it's dead and will provide very little nutritional support for your body or that of your children. It's overly processed. It has preservatives. And it usually has the wrong kind of oils, the seed oils, that contribute to cancer and heart disease. The healthy section is the section of the supermarket that Mother Nature made. Now, I'm not, you know, that's going to be the meat and the fish and the produce. The more you eat foods removed from what Mother Nature made, the more what Mother Nature wants you to get from your food has been removed. All right, now I'm going to go to a totally different subject than I usually handle on this show. But again, this is in answer to what a lot of patients want. Now, it's not a nutritional subject, but it's something that's going to be coming back very shortly before Christmas, I believe. And that's the subject of masks. Now, I've talked about this on Doug's show when Doug and I have talked together when we were on the air at the same time. And there's going to be, we're moving into cold and flu season. And cold and flu is going to get called COVID again. And because of the fears that have been struck in this country regarding COVID, the uninformed are just going to get in line and start doing some of the most uncommon sense things that they can do. And one of which is wearing masks. Now, everywhere you turn today, I've been in the airport several times in the last 2 months. I'm going to be in the airport again this coming week, traveling back east to see grandchildren and my first great-grandchild. And I'm going to see healthy people wearing masks. You see them everywhere. But according to Patricia Neuenschwander, who has her master's in nursing and public health, an emergency room nurse with over two decades of experience, she says, and I'm going to be quoting some sources here, the idea of healthy people wearing masks simply is not supported by science. And so when Neuenschwander found out that her grandchild's Montessori preschool was requiring even toddlers, oh, for Pete's sake, requiring even toddlers to wear masks, she did a deep dive into the research to better educate herself, as I have done myself with her grandchild's having to wear a mask in school. So I'm going to quote from a letter that Patricia Neuenschwander sent to her preschool administrators. Now, there, if you go online and start searching for the science that supports mask wearing, is very skewed science, very poorly put together science. In fact, it's scientism. It's not science. If you go looking for the science that says you don't need to be wearing masks, then you'll find some hardcore science. But I'm gonna read a couple of sections here from this letter. She titled the letter, "Should Healthy People Be Wearing Masks During the COVID-19 Crisis?" Now, for a lot of people, the COVID-19 crisis is behind us, but it's coming back. It's coming back because the powers that be have another agenda in mind. And it's not going to have anything to do with COVID, but it's going to be called that. But anyway, she says this: "In the process of making decisions, one must evaluate the options. This includes the risks and benefits of the recommendation. And while there is considerable debate about healthy people wearing masks because of the current coronavirus situation, government officials are now recommending healthy people wear masks." And I don't know if you caught it, but a couple of weeks ago, Fauci was back on national news saying, promoting these new shots. And the only testing these new shots have done are on 10 mice, no human studies whatsoever, 10 mice, trying to find out if it triggered antibody development. And of course it did. But that's not the only way you evaluate this stuff. But he's also talking about we may have to don our masks again. So she says this. And if you're just tuning in, I usually am on pretty strong health topics rather than this, because this seems to have a political connotation to it. But no, this is a health topic. Should healthy people be wearing masks and rebreathing their carbon dioxide? Well, no. But she makes a great argument here that I want to use. So she says, what are the risks of serious complications or death from COVID-19? What are the benefits, using science and data, of healthy people wearing masks to prevent spreading a virus? And how about the risks to healthy people wearing a mask? So she says this: looking at risk of death from this novel coronavirus, we need to look at the real numbers. Models and predictions have not been accurate. The population in the United States is approximately 326,700,000 as of May 9, 2020. 76,934 have been reported to die from COVID as a complication of it or with it. And using the real numbers of people potentially at risk, and she does say, as we all are, and the number of these deaths, it works out to be 0.00023 or 0.023% of the population, which is essentially a 0% death rate in the general population at this time. In fact, that's the kind of number reported by the CDC from years previous of those who died from the flu with the complications of pneumonia. And you never hear about the flu and pneumonia anymore. So she says, it looks like the death rate from this is higher because not everybody's been exposed. So the death rate is higher in those known to be exposed. So the problem is we don't know how many people have been exposed. So if you don't have a completely accurate denominator to figure this stuff out, we really don't know the risk of dying if you become infected, because we don't really know what was the causative agent. Even today, if you get a home COVID test, and President Biden's been promoting these, and you read the insert, you read the paper insert, it's either completely blank, or if it's the one that has the information you might want to read, you read the fine print, and it says a positive indication from this test strip does not necessarily mean an infection of COVID-19, as other agents can cause a positive response with this test, or words to that effect. Now, there are several studies that show that people who have been infected with mild to no symptoms and fully recover. And a few recent studies looking at populations with real data of people who were infected who did not have symptoms or received treatment have shown the death rate to be much lower than was previously reported. And because most of the people tested were sick or were at a very high risk of infection based on exposure, we have no idea how many fully recovered. But we do know that older adults and people who had severe underlying medical conditions like heart or lung disease or diabetes were at higher risk for developing serious complications from COVID-19, just as our elderly population and people who have heart or lung disease or diabetes, especially over the age of 70, are much more susceptible to death from flu or from pneumonia. Now, none of these risk factors are applicable whatsoever to healthy children. Children with no underlying health issues remain at an extremely low risk of being seriously affected or dying from this infection. In fact, to this day, in my research, there's no indication of a healthy child having died from COVID-19. By a healthy child, I mean under the age of 12. The children who have been reported to have died from COVID-19 were suffering serious comorbidities, cancer problems, birth defect problems, immunosuppression problems, but no healthy child. Because they can't find a healthy child who got COVID-19. Now, I have no qualms with people at high risk staying home or wearing a mask in public. In fact, it's probably a smart thing to do to protect themselves from getting worse. But I do have qualms about healthy people wearing masks and asking them to partake in an intervention that has not been shown to this day to benefit anybody and can potentially cause harm. I have a list of over 1,000 research reports that show the ineffectiveness of wearing masks. And there was an important study using science to evaluate the cloth mask used to prevent infection. It was conducted in March of 2011, and it's a large, prospective, randomized clinical trial, and the first randomized clinical trial I've been able to find ever conducted on a cloth mask. Now, we're going to be going to break here in a few minutes. And when we get back, I'm going to quote from this study. And it was done by a large international team of researchers who knew there was something up when all this stuff began to break. But they got together and collated their information, shared their methodologies to make sure everybody was on the same page. And the study simply doesn't provide evidence for the effectiveness in high-risk populations. So I'm going to quote from the study when we get back here after the break. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Just thrilled to be a part of the Good Day Health Show. We will be right back.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. Doug will be joining me before too much longer, but in the meantime, I want to continue what I'm telling you about masks because it's going to be coming back. And my patients have said, well, when they make a mandatory again, I said, no. You have to understand what's going on behind making something mandatory. This is a political thing. It's simply a political thing. And we're coming into an election year. And so people trying to move up in the polls are going to do some funny things. And this may be during cold and flu season that's coming upon us again. Because in 2021 and 2022, there were very few figures at the CDC for cold and flu. It's like flu disappeared. And since coronavirus is related to the cold viruses, well, that's another show. I want to get back to masks here. And I'm trying to keep this on a scientific basis, not too political. But I'm going to quote from this large randomized international study. Quote, this study is the first randomized of cloth masks, and the results caution against the use of cloth masks. This is an important finding to inform occupational health and safety. Moisture retention, reuse of cloth masks, and poor filtration may result in increased risk of infection. Further research is needed to inform the widespread use of cloth masks globally. However, as a precautionary measure, cloth masks should not be recommended, particularly in high-risk situations, and guidelines need to be updated. So the study doesn't provide evidence for effectiveness in high-risk population, but it certainly does not support healthy people wearing a cotton or a cloth mask. And so more recently, researchers from the University of Illinois at the Chicago School of Public Health, which is one of the absolute centers of the study of public health in America, they reviewed the scientific literature. And while, you know, it was not an exhaustive review of masks and respirators as a source control and personal protection equipment, but it reviewed and it locates and reviews the most relevant studies of laboratory and real world performance regarding the subject. And the review, which has 52 citations, concluded this way. We do not recommend requiring the general public who do not have symptoms of COVID-19-like illness to routinely wear cloth or surgical masks. Why? This is from the study. There is no scientific evidence that they're effective in reducing the risk of SARS-CoV-2 transmission. Their use may result in those wearing the masks to relax other distancing efforts because they have a sense of protection. In other words, you will find people who might be ill around other people who might be ill in much closer proximity to one another because they think they're being protected by the mask. And then it said, we need to preserve the supply of surgical masks for the at-risk healthcare workers. A study done in 2020 in Seoul, South Korea, looked at the effectiveness of surgical and cotton masks in blocking COVID-19 in a controlled comparison of four different patients. And this is kind of interesting. We're going to be going to a break here in a few moments, but I want to go over this with you because they went further than just wearing a mask and measuring the health quotient of the people that were involved. They did some interesting things that kind of added weight to the outcome of not wearing, or the harm of wearing a cloth mask. We're going to go to break. When we get back, I'll get into that a little bit more. I think you'll find that interesting. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I can be located at jackstockwell.com, as well as a host of information at forbiddendoctor.com. We'll be right back.
Here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller, those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. You know, Calitrin, it's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy, but what it is it's healthy weight loss. Healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week. That's where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off of the product. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate, so you're going to see the results with it. When you drop 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 100 pounds, you're walking around with so much less weight on your body. You just feel good. You've got more energy. You've got less joint pain. Overall, you feel better, more confident. You, like, all of your numbers start looking better across the board, too. You're getting healthier. So it just feels good all around when you're doing it the right way.
That's it. Toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. In addition to all the other great things that we've talked about here, you get free shipping using that. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Breaking news this half hour out of the Middle East as a full-scale IDF ground invasion of Gaza is imminent. Explosions being heard on both sides. Hamas firing rockets overnight into the Israeli town of Ashkelon. Buildings there damaged. Israel says it has killed the Hamas terrorist who meticulously planned the horror at the festival and nearby kibbutz last Saturday, where Jewish people were shot in the head and killed, women raped, babies beheaded, and hostages taken. President Biden was in Philadelphia Friday speaking about Bidenomics, but before his remarks, he spoke via Zoom with Americans whose family members are still being held right now by Hamas terrorists.
They're going through agony, not knowing what the status of their sons, daughters, husbands, wives. I assured them my personal commitment to do everything possible to return every missing American to their families.
This is USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. After this segment, and I'm talking about these masks, I'll be joining Doug here before long to finish off the show. But I'm referring to this study done in Seoul, South Korea, 2020. And it was a controlled comparison of four patients, and the COVID-infected patients had to stay in negative pressure isolated rooms. That means the air was being sucked out of the room into a filter. The air of that room could not get outside the room except through isolated filtration system. When you're in a negative, the air is flowing into the room. If you're in a positive atmosphere room, the air is flowing out of the room. So these COVID-infected people, four of them, were in a negative pressure isolated room. And so the scientists compared the disposable surgical masks, three layers thick, with reusable cotton masks. And the researchers instructed the patients to cough five times while wearing no mask, surgical mask, or a cotton mask. And interestingly, all swabs from the outer masks, including surgical masks, were positive for COVID-19. The inner mask was also found to be contaminated, which means the mask did not effectively filter out the COVID virus, since it's just entirely too small. There's three layers to the mask. They had to cough while they weren't wearing a mask or a surgical mask or a They were tested with wearing no mask. They were tested with wearing a surgical mask, and they were tested with wearing a cotton mask. And the surgical mask had three layers. This is the kind of mask a surgeon would be wearing during surgery in the operating room. And they found the outer layer of the mask contaminated with COVID-19. Well, with SARS-CoV-2. Just as the inner part, which you would expect because that's the first layer catching their cough. But on the outer layer of the mask, there was also the same viral element. What does that mean? Well, it means it didn't stop anything. And why didn't it stop anything? Because the COVID virus is absolutely too small. If you have studied this on your own, as I know many of you have, about the smallest thing that exists inside the body till you get down to the quantum level is a virus. Viruses are incredibly small compared to a bacteria. There are bacteria that are bigger than some of the cells of the body. A lot of the bacteria are smaller than the cells of the body. But viruses are incredibly tiny compared to all of this stuff. And it's been compared to using a chain link fence to stop mosquitoes. That's kind of the size comparison. Now, what does this study show? It simply means the masks did not effectively filter out the COVID virus. So the authors say this, quote, "Neither surgical nor cotton masks effectively filtered COVID-19 during coughs by infected patients." Conclusion. Both surgical and cotton masks seem to be ineffective in preventing the dissemination of SARS-CoV-2 from the coughs of patients with COVID-19 to the environment and external mask surface. The World Health Organization has its mission, obviously, to direct international health within the United Nations systems. So what does the WHO recommend when it comes to healthy people wearing masks? Quote, "The WHO stands by recommendations to not wear masks if you are not sick and not caring for someone who is sick," end quote. Another quote from Dr. Mike Ryan, who's an epidemiologist, who is the executive director of the WHO Health Emergencies Program, said this, "There's no specific evidence to suggest that the wearing of masks by the mass population has any potential benefit. In fact, there's some evidence to suggest the opposite in the misuse of wearing a mask properly or fitting it properly." That's the World Health Organization. Now, according to the CDC, avoiding close contact with sick individuals, frequently washing your hands with soap and water, not touching your eyes, your nose, or your mouth with unwashed hands are effective preventive tips. We were taught that in kindergarten. And so the CDC also recommends covering your mouth and nose with a cloth face covering when you're around others and just practicing, quote, good respiratory hygiene. But here's the rub. The CDC then goes on to say that the cloth face cover protects other people in case you're infected. But in this statement, the CDC provides no scientific citations whatsoever to support their claim that wearing a mask is effective at preventing you from spreading the virus to others. So while the WHO comes out, World Health Organization says it doesn't do anything, this large study that was done earlier that I mentioned, and then the study that was done in Seoul, South Korea with these four infected people coughing five times into with a mask, without a mask, with a cloth mask, and with a surgical mask, found the virus on the outside layer of the mask, knowing that the mask did not prevent it. But the CDC comes along and says it's an effective way to prevent you from spreading virus to others. Now, the Surgeon General, America's Jerome Adams, said in an interview in March, I don't remember if it was this year or last year, that masks can be dangerous because people tend to touch their mask many times per hour. And now that we know that the viral element is on the outside layer of the mask, and people just subconsciously are touching the mask because subconsciously their body is saying, this shouldn't be here. What is this thing in the front of my face? As opposed to people who are not wearing a mask, not touching their face several times an hour. So there's this CNN story. It's since been removed from the internet, but it bore the headline, "Masks may actually increase your coronavirus risk if worn improperly," Surgeon General warns. Now, you have to go back to the Wayback Machine to read this because the CDC took it down after they published it. But it says this, "You can increase your risk of getting it by wearing a mask if you are not a healthy care provider," Adams said during an interview on Fox and Friends on Monday morning. "Folks who don't know how to wear them properly tend to touch their face a lot and actually can increase the spread of the coronavirus. We're certainly seeing more spread in communities, but it's important for folks to know that right now their risk as American citizens remains low. There are things people can do to stay safe. There are things they shouldn't be doing, and one of the things they should not be doing in the general public is going out and buying masks." Now, that's the Surgeon General of the United States. Then on a separate page, the CDC says this. CDC recommends wearing cloth face coverings in public settings where other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain, such as grocery stores, pharmacies, post offices, especially in areas of significant community-based transmission. However, once again, there are no scientific citations that went with that comment. And they go on to say that the recommendation has changed because they figured it out that it's so transmissible from one person to the next. And then after all of the other stuff that's happened with the COVID, the mRNA vaccines over the last 2 years anyway, it doesn't stop transmission. Pfizer and Moderna finally comes out and admits, well, it turns out that the vaccine does not prevent transmission. And, yeah, it doesn't prevent you from getting COVID-19. This has been stated several times now, so hence we have to take boosters. Now, I haven't had any of these. I haven't had any shots. I will not get any of these things. I certainly won't be getting any boosters because I won't be getting any of the first shots. But these mixed messages can be very confusing because what we know for sure is that the CDC knew from February 26th, the date of the first community spread case in the U.S. in 2020, that people transmit the virus from person to person. Now, it's not like this is some unique virus that suddenly gets transmitted. All viruses get transmitted. You can't get away from viruses. Some people try to paint this picture that a virus is this grisly-looking, spidery-type thing hiding around the corner, waiting for you to walk by, and jumps off the wall and infects you. You are literally walking through an ocean of viruses all the time in the atmosphere. Just as you cannot get away from bacteria, you cannot get away from viruses and bacteria any more than a fish can get away from water. There are those well-respected scientists who estimate that in the atmosphere of our planet, there are probably 10 to the 23rd power. That's 10 with 23 zeros of viruses in the atmosphere. That's more than all the stars in the known universe. And as the James Webb Telescope continues to discover more and more galaxies, they do not equal the number of viral elements inside the atmosphere of this planet. And it's also 10 to the 31st power of viruses in the soil and 10 to the 31st power of viruses in the ocean, most of which are very friendly and helpful in the sense of building immune response. So what's going on here? Well, it's all political. Unless you're very sick, or you're around somebody who's very sick, then you want to take obvious hygienic measures, as you would before anybody ever even heard of COVID. You want to be careful. But the idea is we don't force masks to protect against the flu. Why would we force masks to prevent against COVID-19? You know, the CDC has known for decades that person-to-person transmission spreads influenza virus. But the CDC has never told us to wear a mask to stop the spread of flu. As a matter of fact, the CDC specifically says masks don't work, and they do not recommend wearing a mask to prevent transmission of the flu, even during cold and flu season. I'm quoting from the CDC. No recommendation can be made at this time for mask use in the community by asymptomatic persons, including those at high risk for complications to prevent exposure to influenza viruses. But wait, on this separate page related to the recommendations to wear face covering, the CDC does provide 7 recent publications to support the use of masks for COVID. So we're kind of running out of time for the rest of this show. A lot of this you can go to Medline.com and search for masks, surgical masks, the plastic masks, and these blue plastic masks are even more dangerous than the cloth masks, because you are breathing in plastic particles. and there's plenty of studies to show that we don't want plastic inside our lungs. I hope this helps. And obviously, I'm getting a little bit emotional here about the whole thing, because I go over this weekly with patients asking me these questions. And when I see people driving in a car by themselves wearing a mask, or I see joggers wearing a mask, or I see people riding bicycles with a mask, oh my goodness. And I know many of you have the same response. What in the world's going on here? Okay, I'm going to join Doug here in just a few minutes. You can get more information at thegooddayhealthshow.com/podcast, as well as forbiddendoctor.com under podcast. We're going to be with Doug here in just a moment. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and just so proud to be a part of your show today.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, that's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you, and coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com, check out what the special is, and you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an Afterpay available on the website, and then we can customize it by phone, too. So if you want to stock up and say big, you want to call us, our number's toll-free, 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website, too.
Toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Always time for good advice from good doctors, and we've got him here on Good Day. Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has two really good, really great, in fact, websites. ForbiddenDoctor.com is all about the gaps, the material you need to keep your gut and your body healthy, the things that are there, offerings like the Lee enzymes that you need to have. You can check those out at ForbiddenDoctor.com and also JackStockwell.com, which follows his Nooka chiropractic practice. So anyway, we have always lots of things to talk about. Jack has done some research into blood thinners, and you'll want to know what he has found. We'll discuss that in a matter of moments. First, though, let's talk about your eyes and changes in your eyesight. I'm told, Jack, and I think you're told as well, it's part of getting older. Yeah, I want to hear that. So today is World Sight Day, and the request is that you consider visiting your eye doctor. If you don't have one, you ought to get one to check on the health of your eyes. Here's Trevor Smith with some interesting things for you to notice.
I'm Trevor Smith. Have you noticed that your eyesight has changed while reading or on a computer? No need to panic. Changes in eyesight are a normal part of aging. Visit your doctor to check on the health of your eyes. Chances are you probably need a pair of reading glasses. Angel Chu with Foster Grant has more.
Reading glasses make it easier to read for long periods and reduce squinting and eye fatigue. And any pair won't do. In honor of World Sight Day, Foster Grant, a provider of quality and stylish eyewear, wants to help you invest in your eye health with a pair of reading glasses you'll love.
Choosing the right pair of reading glasses is crucial.
Be sure to pick out a stylish pair you love and will actually wear. Consider reading sunglasses for outdoor reading and find a frame that fits your face shape well and is comfortable. Invest in a slim, easy-to-carry pair for great portability and seek out brands with high-quality lenses and frames like Foster Grant.
Learn more at fostergrant.com.
All right, let's talk about blood thinners. For those of you who are on Eliquis or Warfarin or whatever rat poison the doctor has put you on, because that's what it is. Am I right? I'm not being too cynical. It is rat poison, right?
Yeah, well, Warfarin Warfarin is also known as Coumadin.
Coumadin.
Warfarin is the one that is the rat poison. It's cinnamon. It comes from cinnamon. They make it out of cinnamon.
Really?
Because cinnamon is known to thin the blood. It's been known to thin the blood for a couple of hundred years now. It just got pushed off of the shelf in place of pharmaceuticals.
Why don't we talk about the things that you would suggest people rather than using drugs? If your doctor says you need to thin your blood, I take a baby aspirin, but that maybe isn't even necessary because I'm on to a lot of these things here. I take garlic. I take ginkgo. I take green tea. I take the fish oil. So
yeah, well,
do I even need to take the baby aspirin?
Well, you know, that's between you and whoever prescribed that. But there are studies that show that baby aspirin, I know who prescribed it.
Yeah.
But there are studies that show it really isn't that effective anyway.
Really?
And
doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do you any harm. It's just...
No. No, it's more harmful. It leads to stomach problems, if nothing else. But just cayenne pepper.
Cayenne pepper sounds like something out of a cowboy movie.
Well, it's been known for a long time to be a wonderful tonic for the heart, and it has natural... It lowers the fats. It lowers blood pressure. It's good for diabetes. It's good for obesity. You know, people have been taking cayenne pepper for...
How do you get it, though? What's the best way to...
Oh, you can get it... Well, you can get it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You just order cayenne pepper. It comes in a capsule.
Yeah.
And you take one of them. You just take one of them a day. That's it.
And then, does it come from standard process, or is it something else?
No, it's a standard process product.
So you can add that to my order, please. Because I think
and
I could use it.
The fish oils, the omega-3 fish oils, we know that stops blood from coagulating too fast.
Yeah.
And then there's turmeric, curcumin.
Yeah.
It inhibits thrombin. It stops the clotting process. Only in the sense if you're prone to clots, not in a normal situation. Mm-hmm. And then vitamin E. Avocados, almonds, broccoli, whole grains, they're loaded with vitamin E, is known to reduce the risk of blood clots in women. And
so this is what we've done
for hundreds of years.
Some of them more for women and some more for men, or they're all
not
universal?
Not necessarily. They're all for both. It's just that there's some studies that show that vitamin E reduces the risk of blood clots in women. It doesn't mean it doesn't in men. It's just more profound in women, and it's a hormonal type thing because vitamin E will affect hormonal levels. So these are foods that are commonly obtained in the store or in the home that are known to stop clots.
Thank you for that important information. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour now.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.